So let's talk about some of the things that are going on this weekend, including tonight and tomorrow, as the Brouhaha is returning to the Dow Event Center, as a matter of fact. This is the Brouhaha that features the more than 40 breweries and 160 styles of beer and ciders and meads, along with the comedy performances that happen each night, both Friday and Saturday. And you can enjoy a lot of the fun, including enjoying our sister station, The Core 106.3, who are sponsoring the Brouhaha, introducing even this weekend the new Core beer. So enjoy that. Look online for Dow Event Center, and you get all the details you'll need that's necessary so you can attend and have fun with Brouhaha. Need I say, you must be 21 years of age or older in order to enjoy the brew part of the ha-ha. We also have at the Temple Theater tonight, Theater Works USA is presenting Pete's Big Hollywood Adventure. And that's going on, I think I said tonight, it's this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Find out more about Pete's Big Hollywood Adventure. And you can go online to templetheater.org to find out more. Templetheater.org, putting an R-E on the theater. We have the American Legion Post 22 with its Friday night fish fry. The walleye, cod, perch dinners, the shrimp dinners, and chicken strips all available. This goes between 4 and 8 p.m. The public is welcome, and takeouts are available. American Legion Post number 22 at 2200 South Niagara in Saginaw. It's the corner of Sylvan and South Niagara, a couple of blocks off South Michigan, and free fish dinners for active military personnel, by the way. Tomorrow, Saturday, Studio 23 in Bay City, offering a couple of opportunities for adults to try it. The adult try-in session at 11:30 in the morning is the fundamentals of drawing. As Studio 23 says, are you convinced that all you can draw is a stick figure? Yes. Well, Julie's going to help you find out that you can do more than that. And then between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, it's a colored pencil. Again, adult triad sessions with Studio 23. Registration is required. If you search online for Studio 23 in Bay City, you'll be able to access and find out how you can get registered. Tomorrow, it's the second Saturday series with the Bay County Historical Museum, and it's Tattletale Sounds, the Edmund Fitzgerald Investigations, as Rick Mixter will be along to discuss his newest book, which is titled Tattletale Sounds, the Edmund Fitzgerald Investigations, as Rick has found 300 pages of material in his book of new material to share in the story, and you can find out more and enjoy it. It's a free admission, by the way, with the second Saturday series at the Bay County Historical Museum tomorrow, and that starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Tomorrow's also another edition of God's Helping Hands. If you're in need, the Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill at the Zion Lutheran Church, that's the corner of Iva and Dice Roads, between 10 and noon. You can get items that are free to all. There's no parameters either. It's available and open to everybody, including the food pantry, too. Happens between 10 and noon, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month, if you are in need, with the God's Helping Hands Ministry of the Zion Lutheran Church, corner of Iva and Dice Roads in Hemlock. Coming up on Monday, and you're hearing some of these news reports because of Monday being the observance of the Martin Luther King Day, that there's a lot of events and activities that are going on, such as in Saginaw, the Martin Luther King Jr. Unity Celebration, which includes the Unity March starting at 10 o'clock, gathering at 9:30 at the corner of Franklin and Hayden Streets and marching to the Dow Event Center on Johnson, and then a luncheon at 11, and tickets are available. You got to have tickets that are $45 for that particular event that's happening in Saginaw on Monday.
And more on that coming up at 10 o'clock this morning after the news.
Oh, you have a special guest.
I have a special guest.
Oh, you referenced it yesterday. That is exactly right. Very good. Very good. Looking forward to hearing more about that. On Monday, at Dow Diamond in Midland, there's going to be a food giveaway to pay respects to Dr. King's work as a civil rights leader and activist. It's a food distribution event at Dow Diamond with a mix of fresh and non-perishable foods given away to those in need. Registration starts at 8 a.m. and distribution is kicking off at 9 a.m. If you call the Arc of Midland, you can register 989-631-4439, 989-631-4439. It's going to be a drive-through distribution, by the way. Those are two events on Monday. On Tuesday, Saginaw Valley State University hosting an employment fair targeted to those interested in building a career in STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and math, as more than 30 employers will be on hand representing the Manufacturing Information Technology Employment Fair on Tuesday. And it is free and open to the public. If you're seeking a job, you should dress professionally, of course, bring copies of resumes, and plan to meet with multiple employers. That's Tuesday at SVSU. And again, it is free. Also on Tuesday, there's going to be a special human trafficking in Mid-Michigan event going on. It's being presented at the Ascension St. Mary's Health Education Center on South Washington in Saginaw. There are two sessions, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. in the morning and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the evening. It's a chance to find out about what's happening with human trafficking, understanding what it's all about, dispelling myths and misconceptions, and what's being done to combat human trafficking in Mid-Michigan. The Saginaw County Sheriff's Department will even be on hand to share about recent law enforcement activities, too. This is happening on Tuesday. Information is available if you visit on Facebook, Mid-Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force. That's what you look for. Coming up on Wednesday, there's going to be another event with the Martin Luther King Jr.'s celebration and honorings. This is going to be on Wednesday at SVSU. At 7 o'clock in the evening. It's actually a collaboration of SVSU, Delta College, and the Bay Area, Midland Area, and Saginaw Community Foundations. It's going to be free and open to the public. Registration is requested for this gathering with a special guest address, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock in the evening. And I don't see the number or link up here, but I'm sure if you're accessing SVSU, Delta College, or the community foundations in the area, you'll be able to find out how you can attend the event on Wednesday, again at 7 p.m. in the evening. Wednesday will also be another offering from the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. If you're in need, 110 boxes given away every Wednesday of food and personal items on a first-come, first-served basis. Just head to the church, the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw, and you can participate for your needs. Or if you know somebody in need, the Ecumenical Food Pantry, 10 a.m., First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw on Wednesday. Northern University next week is going to introduce a new speaker series to help recession-proof your life. Experts from the DeVos Graduate School at Northwood University will be featured speakers over the next several months. And the first speaker come next Thursday, January 18th, is the Director of Career Services, Beth Bryce, helping to teach strategies to protect your career. And this is all being done virtually. It's free, and it's available to the public. You just head to northwood.edu for more information, and you can find out how to get linked up and registered so you can participate in the free event. Again, that's next Thursday. And next Thursday, there's going to be another meeting of the Depression and Bipolar Support Group. If you struggle with depression or bipolar yourself, or maybe you have a family member or a friend, it's also support for you, too. This is a gathering that happens every other week on the first and third Thursdays of the month at the McDonald GMC Cadillac location on State Street in Saginaw. You just go to the door to the left of the service garage on the left-hand side of the building, and there's a gathering area there for the gathering and the support group to take place. And you can do that the first and third of Thursdays of every month. It is, by the way, starting at 6 p.m. If you need some more information or have questions, you call 989-780-0825. As the group says, it's okay not to be okay. Things to do, things to see, things to enjoy, some fun things, serious things, lots of things we hope you'll find to enjoy, whether it's over the weekend or into next week.